DW.
In more peaceful times, the Perlini Donaccini, or Pearl of Donbass Resort, is a student's retreat. Dormitories in a forestry area with daily activities planned. A recreational getaway from stressful school studies. But times are not peaceful, and now the resort is a center for 80 internally displaced people here in Svatogorsk, eastern Ukraine.
I'm Valentina of Charko. I'm 64 years old. I'm here because I take care of my grandchildren. I've been wandering around the country with them for the last year and a half.
Like most of the people here, Ovcharko and her grandkids were forced to flee the frontline town of Avdiivka when clashes erupted there at the end of January. More than 30 people were killed in 3 days of intense fighting. Ovcharko had made a temporary home there after fleeing another frontline town.
Life, from my point of view, wasn't that bad. We were able to buy appliances. We used to do renovations. We were making plans. But now, what can we count on now?
60-year-old Olga is also at the center with her grandkids. Her adult children, like many other parents, have gone to the big cities to try to find work.
Like everyone, we were working. Our grandchildren were going to school. Like all normal people, we were doing things that everybody else does under normal conditions.
Prior to the conflict, more than 32,000 people lived in Avdiivka. Today, less than half of the original population remains. According to local officials, of the 7,000 buildings in town, more than 900 have been damaged or destroyed.
Many of us have returned home to Avdiivka. But what did we come back to? A lot of people, they went back home and on the very same day, they were shelled.
This is the second time 42-year-old Chihova Valentina and her daughter have been displaced. In April of 2014, when the conflict first began, she fled Avdiivka with her family for the first time. After a few months, they returned home. But after the latest surge of violence, they fled again.
The recent shelling lasted for several days. Then it got easier, but then it started again at night and the children were terrified. We went outside in the morning. We thought it would be calmer. But when we opened the door, we saw shattered rubble all over the place. I realized there is nothing to wait for. So it took me only an hour to pack everything. I took my daughter and we left.
This is your bedroom.
Chihova shows us the bedroom her and her daughter shared with four other people. Five single beds line the walls, and a small closet sits at the far end of the room.
This is a warm place. It's light in here, and we have all the essential necessary stuff. We have washing machines. So all in all, I would say everything is okay. Our children go to school and we are staying in this room with our neighbors. But this is not my native place. It might be nice here, but it is not home.
The many children here play together while watching cartoons in the front room. They seem oblivious to their new surroundings, but the older ones also know this is not home.
I'm from Avdiivka. They're shelling over there. I miss my home. I miss my friends from school. I miss my teacher.
A number of international and local NGOs provide everyone at Perlina Donaccini with food, electricity, and hot water. The residents here even have access to psychological help and tutoring. But not all facilities for IDPs in the country are as nice as this one. According to the United Nations, 1 million children urgently need humanitarian aid in eastern Ukraine, double the number a year ago. The dangers of shelling and lack of basic services, such as water and electricity, continue to push many to leave their homes, says Mikhail Sisiri, the country representative for Save the Children.
People have finished, exhausted their savings, are selling, and many of them have finished selling their assets. So then you have a deterioration of the coping mechanisms, deterioration of the public services, schooling, health, people who cannot afford drugs, children that are traumatized, and also that now in the fourth year, we're starting to see the results of all this fighting.
Some families are stuck in tent camps, others in abandoned buildings. Those who can afford it have rented rooms and apartments in towns and villages nearby. All of them, however, rely to some extent on the help of NGOs. This dependence frustrates Chihova.
We feel like bums and homeless people. We feel miserable. How can we feel otherwise?
In mid-February, Ukrainian government forces and separatist rebels had agreed on another attempt at a ceasefire, but fighting continued only hours into this fresh appeal. Nearly 3 years of conflict in eastern Ukraine over control of the Donbas region has killed almost 10,000 people, destroyed communities and damaged towns. Avdiivka has been one of the most affected.
I would like other people to know and hear about Avdiivka so they can feel the pain and fear of a person who goes to sleep and doesn't know if they will wake up or not. For them to hear how our children cry and fall on the floor. I want other people to understand that our city has been destroyed. We don't know from what side these shells come from and who does it, but we know death walks around us.
A memorial showing people's pictures in the center of town with the shrapnel of some of the exploded mortars and other ammunition at its base bears witness to a few of those killed in the current conflict. But little is known if those that survived will ever be able to go back. Natalie Carney, DW, Svitogorsk, Eastern Ukraine.
DW,